If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This might be the most intense experience of your life. The show is called Covenant, now through May 31st at the Goodman Theater, 170 North Dearborn Street. Here's how one reviewer described the show. Blackout and blood-curdling, screaming deliciousness, and also very funny. And I think that's about the, I mean, it's like Exorcist meets sort of fried green tomatoes. I don't know. Angie White is here. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Angie, you are mom in the show, and people probably know you aside from theater in Chicago, which you've done so much of. TV credits include Marvel's Ironheart, Fargo, that I think is still going on as well, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so people will recognize you, but maybe not want to recognize you as their mama. I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably not. Not that temperament.
So how do we, I'll let you do it. How do we possibly describe this show?
Oh, okay. So, So Covenant, it is set in a small town in Georgia, 1936. So it is a period piece. And it's centered around this young man, Johnny, played by Debo Balogun, who returns home, and he has had much success on the road as a guitar player. Now, when he returns, there are rumors in the town resurfacing about him, whether he has sold his soul to the devil in exchange for this talent. And his presence directly impacts a family of three. Mama, played by myself, and her two daughters, Avery, played by Jada LaVon, and Violet, played by Felicia Adu, and their friend Ruthie, played by Ashley Funches. And there's all these unexpected twists and turns that unfolds quickly.
And there are backstories. For example, Mama isn't exactly sweet, warm, and fuzzy. But then, then, Angie, you turn to the audience and you tell a story, as all the other actors tell their backstories at the right time, too, which kind of explain why they are the way they are. Can that be kind of compared to real life in a way? I mean, so you meet someone, you get to know them a little bit, and you think, boy, that person is, fill in the blank, good, bad, or otherwise. But that person has a backstory, no matter who they are, that may define why they are the way they are.
Absolutely, yes. We all have a past, right? And Mama is no different. She has a very complicated, very complex past that, you know, brings on this guilt that she just cannot get over. And that really shapes her life after, that shapes how she's raised her daughter, that shapes the relationship that she has with her daughters. They're very different. And some hard truths get revealed.
Oh, yeah, they are very different. So at one point, in, or throughout the show, actually, you and everyone else on stage is just, at times, it's very funny. At times, it is very funny. But at times, it is incredibly scary and intense. As an actor, how do you go from, okay, on one hand, you clearly have an attitude about you, no offense, but you do. On the other hand, you are clearly a mom who couldn't be more caring and loving, at least about one of those daughters.
Yeah, the approach, it's a fine line. It really is. It is the whole balancing act that I feel with every role that I have. It's a very delicate balancing act for me to approach her and find her humanity, find who she really is at her core. And as you said, you know, the backstory definitely helps in filling in those blanks and connecting the dots. It is not that I'm trying to be funny. It's just like I'm just truly believe what I believe. And it's just like she's such a familiar voice, such a force of nature that people, you know, it resonates with them because they at least know somebody like that, right?
Yeah.
They've heard that before. And I think that's what makes it funny because it's like, oh my gosh, if she ain't so-and-so, you know?
Uh-huh.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
By myself, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, we've all known someone like that. But now we have, at least maybe in the back of our mind, we'll come out of the theater thinking, maybe there's a reason why this person who we think not so kindly of is the way that they are. And at the end of the show, you do something that, well, I'm just going to leave it at that. When you first read the script, Angie, did you think, yeah, oh, this is delicious, I can't wait to do this? Or did you think, I'm going to be so scared to do this? This is, and even for you, and a solid actress, a award-winning actress and all the rest, the intensity of it night after night after night.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I actually was, when I read the script, it was delicious. I was excited. I wanted to be a part of it in any capacity that I could be because, one, I love horror, specifically psychological thrillers. So to be able to do that live stage with no separation of a screen, and you get to invite the audience in with you on the ride. I was like, yes, challenge accepted. I want to do this. I want to be a part of the process. I want to be in the room. I want to be a part of the conversations. How are we going to pull this off?
Really?
Okay,
and you know what? I can think of only one company that could, and that is the Goodman Theater. I mean, my gosh, the diversity over the many, many decades, six decades now, of productions at the Goodman Theater. And this is the first time I've seen a production like a horror. but again, lots of funny moments. It's a ride. It's like a roller coaster ride on stage. Nothing like it. You've seen, I can assure you, friends, nothing like it. It's called Covenant. It's now through May 31st at the Goodman Theater, 170 North Dearborn Street. Angie White, you are super, as is everyone on stage. But I may not sleep well again.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate you.